Well, it's been a long day since Farmville. In the process, we've seen a number of steps that have basically the same dial tone. It's that sort of generic independent step sound. That was Farmville, two Wilson dial tones, Kenley and Clayton. All I can say is, thank goodness we're paying attention to the details. We did have three Strombergs that had very Stromberg-sounding dial tones. Fuquay Varina, Goldston, and Bonley. In Stantonsburg, we had a dial tone that's actually generated from the 60 Hz power line. Those things never go off frequency. In the Sanford area, it seemed as if the whole world sounded like this.
I'm sorry.
That place really gave us a break from the... Now, if you're experiencing dial tone fatigue from all these North Carolina places that sound like that, here's a little bit of relief because the phone here does this. That's a fairly exotic dial tone for the United States. In fact, there are only two switch types that regularly have that dial tone, some NX2s and some CX1000s, both made by North Electric. But there are also some PBXs that have that dial tone, and that's what this is. It's actually my Motel PBX. Now here in Siler City, the payphones are on the step, and the dial tone... Yes, here it is again, but there's something kind of unique about it. Let me dial a 6. Did you notice that little burst of new dial tone? I'll play that again. We've gone into the NX1 in the same building, and it's almost as if we're dialing from an NX1 line. Here, I'll dial the rest of the number for the time. And unlike from the tributaries where you couldn't hear any NX1 noises, from here, you can.
Park free at the Carolina Bank, close and convenient, rain or shine. Time 9:27. Temperature 57.
So when you're on the Siler City step, it connects to the NX1 when you dial a 6, for the 663 NX1 office, and also when you dial an 8, for that matter, for the two tribs. And then once you're in the NX1, it's very much as if you're dialing from an NX1. Now, it just so happens that when I dial 9 from this motel, I go out on a 663 number. That's a real NX1 line, and so we can dial 9 and hear what it sounds like to really dial from the Siler City NX1. So let's do that, calling the same time number and see how it sounds.
Complete trust service, consult the Carolina Bank. Time 10:32. Temperature 57.
We've now heard the Siler City NX1 from a number of perspectives. From the tribs, you couldn't hear any pulsing noises at all before it rang the time number. From the step in the same building, the pulsing noises were very distinct. Not unlike the Greenville NX1. Here's Greenville. But Siler City, as heard from a Siler City line, not so good. You can barely hear the details. So, as it turns out, the best place to hear the NX1 is not from the NX1, it's from the step in the same building. In the meantime, though, we do have a real live line in the NX1 every time we dial a 9 from this Hotel PBX. So let's go ahead and do that and dial around the local area, listening to calls go through with the details partly audible. Let's dial 9, let the dial tone time out, and we'll see whether it times out to a busy or a reorder. It's got to be one or the other. That's enough. I'm a little sensitive about loud NX1 busy signals because I used to have a girlfriend who hated them. She was from Greenville, North Carolina. Obviously, her hatred of busy signals was acquired. Anyway, here's a local vegan code, and at the end of the recording, well, it's a good thing she's not listening.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Siler City, North Carolina, 663.
Here's a 742, the Siler City Step busy signal. I think I got that by leaving a payphone off the hook. All right, now let's call that famous 742 Siler City operator intercept, so unusual for an independent company.
Excuse me?
May I have the number you're calling?
742-5640.
Is not a working number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that says something about what the operators do at night. Apparently, they have a double duty. By the way, it is good to be able to hear some details through this NX1 Rego. And on that last call, you could actually hear the step cut-in sounds as it dialed the thousands group and the hundred group. After each digit, you hear a and then after the third digit, there's of course no sound because you're in the connector switch at that point. And then after the last digit, there's a loud click. That's the NX1 Rego dropping out, leaving us on the trunk. Now, of course, if this had been an NX1E, there would have been a pause before that click.
Number you're calling.
Don't!
That was a dramatization using NX1D noises. It may not be accurate. Anyway, some NX1Ds will let you digit squeeze on local calls. That is, dialing an unnecessary digit, and it ends up being pulsed out. Let's try calling Goldston and I'm going to dial one extra digit and see if it gets dialed out.
We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, Goldston, North Carolina, 898.
Well, that was really hard to hear, but the extra digit was ignored. The same thing happened from the Greenville, Hooker Road NX1, the 756 office, from a touchtone payphone, and at the time I chalked that up to the fact that it was touchtone, but it may just be a local variation. By the way, the NX1E in Vanceboro also made digit squeezing impossible. Of course, on that you only had the 11X codes to try it on, but that was a valid test, I'd think. Here's a call to the reorder in Goldston. Calls to Bon Lee from and through the Siler City NX1 actually have two ways of going through depending upon what thousand group you dial. On some thousand groups, only the last three digits of the phone number are dialed. On others, all four. Here's 837-1111. In this case, it will dial all four digits. Now here's a call to that thousand group in Bon Lee that it only has to dial three digits for. I'll be dialing 9299, and that doubles with whatever the real thousand group is. It's probably the twos, might be the threes. And while on the last call, four digits were dialed, I was referring there to the rotary dial digits that the NX1 was dialing, not those touch tones a customer was dialing. Anyway, four digits on the last call, but on this one, it's only going to dial three. The funny thing about STEP is it's very easy to build an office that way and save selectors. What they did was they put one of the 1,000 groups, probably the twos, on the first incoming selector. So say on the 3 level of the incoming selector in Bonley, you've got the 2 300 numbers, and the 4 has the 2 fours, and so on. And then there's that second 1,000 group, which is on one of those levels. Let's say it's on the 8 level, and all you got to do is not have a 2 800 group, and then have the 8 go to a second selector group where you can put your 8 twos, your 8 threes, your 8 fours, and so on. And that way you have 3 and 4 digit dialing over the same trunks without any conflict. Of course, the NX1 has to know how to handle it. Another way to handle the same thing would be to have the 2 on the incoming selector just absorb and let the NX1 go ahead and dial 4 digits in every case. Again, I guess they were trying to save equipment. Why put in digit-absorbing selectors when you can just hardwire the NX1 to eliminate the unneeded digit? Now, of course, while the real numbering plan was something like what I described, it wasn't exactly what I described, because as I listened to the tape, there's not enough information to know which 1,000 groups were assigned and so on. Now, in retrospect, probably the most unique thing about this tape is the Motel PBX. I don't know whether it's a crossbar system or an all-relay system, but it sounds very North Electric-ish, because the dial tone is the same as some CX-1000s and most NX-2s, and also because the busy-slash-reorder tone has unusual timing, not unlike some of the all-relay systems I've encountered, and the ones we knew about the most were made by North Electric. Here's the PBX dial tone timing out. When the outgoing lines are busy and you dial 9, you get a busy signal, which times out to another busy signal. Now it's really starting to sound like North Electric. Dial your own extension number, it goes to a ticking tone, which times out to a busy signal. Now, as for dialing long distance from the NX1, let's just refer to the narration that I put on the tape originally. I believe I was talking softly here because this was late at night.
Next will be a demonstration of the long distance restrictor, the device that prevents you from dialing 1 on an outside line. And let me demonstrate dialing 9 and then trying to dial 1. So there you have it. You have to dial 1 for long distance. An area code alone, of course, won't work. Let me dial 9 plus 212.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Fowler City, North Carolina, 663.
Knowing that this tape was going to be with me at a payphone the next day, I sarcastically said this.
So as you can see, there's no way to direct dial long distance from here.
And then proceeded to demonstrate the opposite. This is a trick that one of the old phone freaks told me about, and he, like I, would only use it to get onto the network, but then not complete any phone calls because it was considered very rude to have a phone call complete in such a way as to give the motel a bill. In fact, in the original phone freak clan, that didn't even count as making a free call. That was making a mistake. Now, the way the PBX would detect that you were making a long-distance call was that the first digit you dialed on a 9 line was either a 1 or a 0. If the first digit you dialed was a 2 through a 9, it would allow the call. And that was really the only check it made. Well, this old phone freak told me that if you flashed a 1 followed by a 2, but you put them really, really close together, the outgoing line would see it as 1, 2. The PBX restrictor would see it as a 3. It would put the two digits together as 1. So the trick was to dial 9 and then dial 1, 2 really close together so that the PBX thought it was a 3 and allowed the call. I think this is the first time I ever did it. So to demonstrate for the tape that this worked, I called Ben's number, knowing that he would not answer. Well, that is it for this segment. What's next are the recordings I made from the Siler City step. You know, in the making of this narration, I found out that Joe Ingressia, also known as Joy Bubbles, is no longer with us. And I can now say he was the old phone freak who told me about the trick. In 1973, when I was still a teenager and made free calls, of course, in a way that didn't drop any traces for Mr. Duffy, I used to call him for hours. He was really unique. In 1973, I took a trip to Atlanta where I mapped out the entire switching train of one of the local step offices. Well, Joe had been at the bus station in Atlanta for just an interval in between buses, and during that time he had done the same thing, but he didn't write it down. So it was really funny. I had spent a couple of days doing this whole selector map, and I was comparing my notes to his memories. He knew the layout of the whole city, and he'd only been there once. Of course, that's from the part of his life where I was talking to him regularly. I didn't talk to him many times during more recent years when he had grown and changed, and I know he meant a lot to a lot of people. So I can't say much more about him because I wasn't talking to him regularly in recent years, but I know he will be missed by many.